and Darren.
Hello there!
Is this feeling something real?
Thank you, Snickers! Ruffles!
Yeah, I think that was Ruffles.
How can you tell the difference between our imaginary horses?
Oh, you know. You spend enough time with them. You can tell a difference.
Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's...
Wait a minute, that was Whiskers.
Top five...
Whiskers! No, not Whiskers. Wrinkles. We don't have a Whiskers.
Well, we had to put Whiskers down.
We put Whiskers down.
Broke his fake leg. And, you know, had a difficult choice to make. But it's been made. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
Hello.
Oh, boy, Darren. Another crazy cuckoo weather day, huh?
Yeah, not the best.
Weather-wise,
another
it's
day
such a cuckoo
for
day.
The kids to have off at most of the schools, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to just roll. You know, maybe there's no summer vacation this year.
Well, this is it.
Don't plan on one.
The what I did on my summer vacation essay is going to be more like what happened over the weekend. And everybody's, for the 4th of July, the parades are going to be real quick. Because no marching bands.
Fourth,
they're still in school.
4th grade ends on September 1st and September 3rd. Welcome to 5th grade.
How'd that go for you? Welcome to the show, everybody. We're thrilled that you're here with us. I've got some...
I was robbed of my youth!
Well, you had your youth in the wintertime when there was nothing you could do about it. Young people are at the top of the top five things. I'd like to, just today, I mean, sometimes we take our time getting into it, but today, mm-hmm. I'd like to just get right after it. Can we
okay,
get into
let's
top
do
five
it.
Things?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
Yes!
Brought to you by Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, and they're presenting Love is Blind one weekend only, and it's this weekend, starting tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th, from 7 till midnight. It's their Valentine's Haunt. Admission is just $15. VIP is $20. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, inviting you and yours to celebrate Valentine's Day in a very unique way. It is Love is Blind. Don't waste your money on a movie and sit in the dark with 200 strangers. Tour the Factory of Fear in the dark for a more intimate experience. Don't worry, they're going to give you a glow stick to light the way. Love is Blind, Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th. Again, this weekend, 7 till midnight. This year, new rooms and new characters and a free photo booth courtesy of Sean Flynn Photography.
That's my understanding nice. Is there's a room, a very spooky room.
Yes.
That's right, a
spooky
room.
And
in it, there's a haunted phone, and it rings. And you know who's on the other end?
Don.
Don is on the phone.
Even the Prince of Darkness wants to know if it's Don on the phone.
I was understanding that there were some pictures that I was to look at. Is that Don?
You'll find him. Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear. They present Love is Blind, Factory of Fear, where fear is made.
Yeah.
If you would like to reach out to the podcast, use the Quad Cities River Bandits text line 470-23-NACHO. Celebrate Valentine's Day with a four-course meal, including an appetizer to share, salad, entree, and dessert. Lounge and private suite seating is available. Private suites, if you're into this, you can get up to four couples in there. All dinner reservations are for Valentine's Day, which is Thursday, February 14th.
What do you have for dinner there? Just like peanuts and Cracker Jack?
No,
or
no,
how does
no.
that
it's
work?
It's a full gourmet array.
Oh, okay.
By Martha Ray.
The Fresh Mouth?
The Fresh Mouth.
The Fresh Mouth
is
makes the meal.
Preparing it.
Despite the fact that she's been dead for
well,
15
okay.
years.
Maybe it's a relative. All
Why
the-
did they call Martha Ray the Fresh Mouth?
Because she had a very saucy way of speaking.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
And she was constantly cleaning her dentures.
Hello, everyone. I'm Martha Ray, the Fresh Mouth.
All dinner reservations are for Valentine's Day, February 14th at 6:30, with doors opening at 5:30. Reservations accepted through this Friday, February 8th. Call 563-324-3000 for details and reservations. Truth be told, if you were to call probably after Friday, they could probably squeeze you in, but that's just between you and me. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak. but so much more than that, including their ham and cheese, premium sliced ham with provolone cheese, and listen up. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com, and the Capriati's food truck will get back to you. Again, if you're there for just lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I'm just Googling Martha Ray. I'm looking at her Wikipedia page. There's not a single mention of her being...
Smart? Fresh Mouth?
There's no Fresh Mouth reference at all. So is that just a nickname she gave to herself to sell some Polident?
It's possible.
She's been dead almost 25 years.
That doesn't seem right.
And that mouth is not fresh.
No.
Not right now, it's not. No thanks. Here's Martha Ray for Polident and you know, Super Polident.
Folks, it's official. The Big Mouth is now the Fresh Mouth. Thanks to new Super Strength Polident. It
has
a Mickey Mouth wash ingredient that freshens up dentures.
Okay, was her nickname, was her nickname the Big Mouth?
She apparently was the Big Mouth.
For a mouth freshening clean.
Hmm.
And then she tag-teamed with the Senior Squirrel.
What?
Whatchamacallit?
Senior Squirrel?
Yeah, what's the guy's name? He was all, he also, didn't he also do Polident commercials? He was the,
Senior Squirrel?
The guy, the picture that we took that looked like the actor, Lloyd Nolan. Was he?
What are you talking about?
There's a picture of a squirrel
That
we took, Soul Stash and myself. It was a Panadian and Soul Stash exclusive, and the picture of this squirrel looks like he's having a senior portrait taken, but, he looks exactly like Lloyd Nolan. And this I've never noticed before either. The, this was sent to me. a nickel, right?
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, that's him. Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Who does that really look like, though? Is that not Marty Ballin?
From Jefferson Airplane?
Yeah. Get it? Jefferson Airplane?
What am I?
Thomas Jefferson Airplane?
Oh, wow.
That looks more like Marty Ballin than it looks like Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, I dig it, man. I dig it the most.
I tell you what, I was freaking out last night when I saw that.
That's crazy. Well, you know what they say, when the truth comes out, that's when you find somebody to love. I'm reading more about Martha Ray, and I'm sure that none of you listening know who Martha Ray is, but we're going to keep talking about her. She was known... According to her Wikipedia page, Martha Ray was known for the size of her mouth, which was large in proportion to her face, earning her the nickname The Big Mouth. She later referred to this in a series of television commercials for Polident denture cleaner in the 80s. So take it from The Big Mouth, new Polident green gets tough stains clean. Her large mouth would relegate her motion picture work to supporting comic parts, and it was often made up to appear even larger. In a Disney cartoon, Mother Goose Goes to Hollywood, she was characterized while dancing alongside Joey Brown, another actor known for a big mouth. And in a Warner Brothers cartoon, The Woods Are Full of Cuckoos, she was characterized as a jazzy scat-singing donkey named Moutha Ray. Moutha Bray. Oh, God. So she had an abnormally...
She was capable of...
A bigger mouth than most women have.
She was capable of putting three mangoes in her mouth at the same time.
I wonder if her and Milton Berle ever got together.
Or one country ham.
Can you imagine the golden age of Hollywood? Everybody gather around. Martha's going to put this whole ham in her mouth.
Although I don't know why you would need I don't know why you would need to have a clean mouth if your mouth smelled like either mangoes or ham.
That's a fair point.
That's delightful enough.
You make some fair points. Finally, someone says it. Why are you freshening your mouth when it's just full of ham anyway?
Is someone cooking a ham? No, that's Martha. Martha's got a ham in her mouth.
Martha's doing her ham shtick again. She's up to her old tricks. Number one.
What a ham!
That's where the saying comes from.
That's where, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Millennials, they've done a massive study of millennials, and it turns out their favorite music, the music that millennials enjoy the most.
Yes.
These are your kids between the ages of what, like 18 and 35, right?
If you say so.
Turns out what they really enjoy the most is music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Millennials have no use for any music recorded after the year 2000. And you know what? They're right. Finally, someone says it. Songs from this era, the era between the 60s and the 90s, much more memorable than anything that has been released in the 21st century.
Will any of the modern music being made right now ever be anybody's favorite?
I don't think so. I don't think any of it's...
the golden period for somebody.
And I know that sounds like something...
everybody says.
Everybody says when you get to be a certain age, ah, this music today's garbage. But no, it really is. I mean, listen to some of the modern music of today, and it's just like, what? I don't know what this is. Scientists tested a group of millennials on their ability to recognize hit records from different decades. And they were able to, these were people, I guess, between the ages of 18 and 25. They were able to pretty regularly score high on songs between the 60s to 1999.
Kids aren't down with the Post Malone? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I think that it's also disposable, maybe. And again, I know we sound like a bunch of old men. Ah, the records these days.
We are a bunch of old men.
That's true. But young people who the music is being made for, and maybe that's why nobody's buying records anymore.
Because there's no staying power. This song is fine. I love this song right now. I'll have no use for it in 2 months.
That's the thing.
So obviously, why would I purchase it?
The way records are delivered and charted and all that has changed, right? You don't have to go buy a CD or a vinyl record or whatever. But, you know, when the kids go and they buy vinyl, they're not buying vinyl of Ariana Grande. Buying vinyl of, like, Zeppelin 4.
I don't know if vinyl of the new artists are even being produced.
I think they are.
Is it?
To some degree.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, you know, the new vinyl, too. I had a Stevie Wonder record in my hands last night.
Uh-huh. Which one?
It looked like it was just some sort of greatest hits package.
Okay. Could be.
But it was like $35.
Yeah, they're pricey. Well, they're trying to make it on a better vinyl.
Well, too good for it. Too good.
Yes. Vinyl. Well, how about I'll give you $7.99 for it.
I already have all these songs.
To begin with.
Right.
I don't need a higher grade vinyl.
Yeah, the 60s to 90s was a special time in music, reflected, they say, by a steady recognition of pieces. They're able to recognize pieces of that era even by today's millennials. They were significantly better to score on songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s than anything between the year 2000 to 2015. Certain songs far more memorable than others.
2015, boy, that was a while ago.
Well, it was. Kids were able to score higher recognition for songs like Knock Three Times by Tony Orlando and Dawn.
It's a monster.
When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge. Player Baby Come Back. The kids are into Player? How long has this been going on? Oh, wait, that's Ace. Never mind. Blondie's The Tide Is High, a very well-known example. Songs selected for the study included those that got to number one in the Billboard Top 100 between 1940 and 1957, and the top slot on the Billboard Hot 100 from 1958 to 2015. So, I mean, if it gets to number one on the charts, it's a hit song. They were played short excerpts of random songs and asked to say if they recognized them, and yeah, they recognized the stuff from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Anything that was launched between 2000 to 2015, they didn't score so well on.
Yeah, I recognize that song. My ass grandfather would never stop playing it.
Ass grandfather?
What an ass.
You know, this is another thing, too, where when we would discover bands, you would find them and then you would go find other things by them, right? Whereas now, if you're growing up, like these millennials, they've always had access to everything an artist has ever done. So if you're a 15-year-old kid and you're going through your Doors period, which is an American right, everyone has to.
Well, you don't have to wait. Wait for any new Doors to come out.
That's not. But you can just listen to everything the Doors have ever done in an afternoon.
That's true. But that's the advantage. You could mine anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm not interested. I don't have to listen to new music. I'll just go mine stuff. There's tons of it out there.
Exactly.
I'm going to become a Kinks completist.
That's not a bad thing to be.
Which is quite an undertaking.
No.
What, you want to go listen to every album that Neil Young's ever put out? It's going to take you a while. Same with Van Morrison.
You're not getting that done in an afternoon.
No, you're not.
But it is possible. If you're 12 and you discover that you really enjoy the music of a Jefferson Airplane.
The Kinks.
Right.
Well, that could be easy enough.
The Kinks didn't have a lot of records, did they?
No.
Nothing Matters But the Weekend, From a Tuesday Point of View. Number two.
And who can disagree with that sentiment?
No.
Yeah, huh?
It's fantastic. Let me ask you this. Do you Switch Into Glide? That's one of those that you play two songs at the same time, right?
It's a medley.
Yeah. But I've heard it sometimes where they only play half the song.
I've never heard that. You should be banned. You should lose your job if you're some sort of...
I've heard Switch Into Glide where it's like they start in the middle. Have you ever heard that?
That's a stupid idea.
It's like when the Brady Kids did American Pie.
Idea.
When the Brady Kids covered American Pie and they're like, no one's going to want to listen to us do this for 13 minutes. So they just start with Helter Skelter in a Summer Swelter. That's where the song starts.
I've never heard that version.
You've never heard the Brady Kids do American Pie?
When did they do that? On the show?
It was in the 70s.
No, okay, but like on a variety show. Not on their television.
When they put out an album. It's it's Brady Kids American Songbook, right?
What did they show up on Howard Cosell's Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, something like that. Well, they had their own show, right? Yeah. You've never heard the Brady Bunch?
No. This is the beginning of the song.
This is from Meet the Brady Bunch, right?
Oh, boy.
Wow. Helter Skelter in a summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. It was hot and fun.
Okay.
That's a mind bender.
Yeah, I told you it would be.
And falling fast.
Yeah, they're able to get through American Pie in 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Now we got a radio edit.
now things make a little bit more sense. Thank you, Brady Kids.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot on that record that's pretty horrific.
I didn't hate it. It got a little psychedelic there.
Well, yeah, that was, you know, this was the record where the Brady Kids were kind of doing all kinds of experimenting. they were into a bunch of stuff, man.
They did some experimenting with their TV mom. Jesus. Take it easy. What are we up to?
Are you talking about our dear friend Florence Henderson?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Florence Henderson, and you're listening to Dave and Darren.
Oh, thank you, Florence. You were the best. Have you ever heard them Brady Kids do Day After Day by Badfinger?
No.
You know, I might have to get you this record for like your birthday.
Uh-huh.
Because it's pretty damn amazing.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, they also cover Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. I remember that from the cartoon show.
Uh-huh.
Baby, I'ma Want You, which is a weird thing for children to be singing.
Well, it was what Greg sang to Mrs. Brady.
Baby, I'ma Want You?
Put on the Johnny Bravo. Put on the Johnny Bravo.
You fit the suit. And now
they didn't write any of their own stuff then.
Well, no.
The Partridges.
They had original hits like When It's Time to Change, It's Time to Change.
True.
And Rolling Down the Highway in My Makeshift Model TA. Woo! Yeah. Woo! Number two on our top five things. Did I hit the number two button?
Now
or have I been so distracted with the Brady Kids?
They didn't always perform as the Bradys. Sometimes kind of their Dukes of Stratosphere period is when they were the Silver Platters, right?
Yes. Yes. Top prize, $50. Or was it $500? How much did they... $50, right?
I'm going to blow... George Glass.
George.
George Glass. I'm
glass blowing.
With
that
George Glass.
Great. I'm going to blow George.
George Glass.
George Glass. Number two on the top five things. I'm going to try and find you that bad finger cover. It's going to be right up your alley.
Jan, why do you have that horrible burn on your lip?
Well, I was, funny story.
I was blowing glass, George glass.
Marijuana use may cause your sperm count to rise, according to new research from the people at Harvard. Like, oh, sure, they went to Harvard. Harvard says that men who smoke marijuana at some point in their lives...
increases their sperm or just kind of invigorates it. You're right. You're able to...
invigorates it.
Well, it just kind of wakes it up a little bit.
Hey, man, I dig
this. Wow.
More of this, please.
This is pretty psychoactive. Save an egg for me.
If you have smoked marijuana at some point in your life, you're more likely to have a higher sperm count than those who have never used it at all. So it only takes one puff, and you're loading for bear down there. Researchers from the
Who was your buddy that was commenting on someone's child that was quite a big baby?
Yeah, that was the imagine the size of the wad. Yeah.
Doesn't story. Doesn't, how big a child? Was it like a 10-pound baby or something?
I think that was it. I think like that a 10-pound baby. Yeah, the baby is delivered 10 pounds, and this kid from my buddy Mark's hometown, it was a friend of theirs that had a baby that was like 10 pounds,
big baby.
6 ounces or something, which is large, but not super large, right?
Well, I mean, it's like, big.
It's a big baby.
Yeah.
And his buddy said, wow, can you imagine the size of the wad? As if somehow the act of lovemaking, there was a big amount, and that's how the big baby was born. And this was like when we were in our 20s, right? I mean, this wasn't like a teenage thing. This was someone who you would think could have known better. Should have.
Thank you, Richard Marx.
Right. That's not at all how that works. They say that they probe the effects of marijuana on fertility. Something that's important to look at as more and more states are legalizing the recreational use of it.
Sure.
They collected over 1,000 samples from 662 men between 2000 and 2017.
What does that pay?
Researchers also collected blood samples from 317 participants. And this appears in the journal Human Reproduction. They say there is a link between marijuana use and fertility. So
what do you do?
Originally the hypothesis was that marijuana wasn't good.
Slow stuff
for your swimmers. But it turns out
so what do you do for a living?
For them.
I'm used in a lot of experiments. Not a bad job.
I thought you were going to say I pleasure hippies for science.
The under the bridge.
Here you go, Darren.
I remember
I would turn Barry's vocals down if I were producing. It's too much Barry.
Every day my mind is all around
you. More Marcia.
What's Peter Ham doing these days? Is he in Martha Ray's mouth? Day after day.
I can imagine suffering some sort of concussion and coming to and hearing that and thinking I'm in heaven.
That's the first sound you hear in the next life.
Oh, my God. Am I in heaven?
The Brady's doing bad finger.
Specifically Marcia singing day after day.
Yeah, so I would rather just have Maureen McCormick sing.
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah.
Dressed as a kitten. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
Not mad at that idea.
No, it's not the worst idea. Is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport, and their Valentine's Day sale is going on right now. Three Valentine's Day deals starting at just $99. Every purchase includes a rose from Coleman's Florist and Lagomasino Chocolate. One-stop shopping so you can get in there and take care of it before February 14th rolls around. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. The bridal sale is also going on. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion, including this Valentine's Day. They're locally owned and operated. Of course, make sure you mention Nacho Radio when you're there. And with the purchase, you're also going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Make sure you check them out at MarysDiamondsAndJewelry.com and like them on Facebook. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Oven roasted in the shop daily, Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Do you remember the cartoon, the Brady Kids, where they had like the talking bird who could do magic tricks, and they had Mop Top and Ping and Pong, the pandas? They had these two pandas named Ping and Pong that just spoke Chinese gibberish to each other the whole time.
Were they on the same island as the Harlem Globetrotters?
They weren't too far from it. I mean, they were
same
close
time
enough.
Zone anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was certainly adjacent to
you
that
can
nonsense.
You can see the Harlem Globetrotters island from our island.
Number three.
We don't ever go over there, though, because those Globetrotters,
they would play shirts and skins, and they always made us play as skins.
Meadowlark Lemon
wanted me to take my top off.
Meadowlark Lemon went up and dunked the ball, and he shattered the glass.
I was going to blow Meadowlark Lemon.
Jesus, Jan.
God almighty, Jan, you whore.
Jan, we're going to start calling you the brush mouth.
Get in the lagoon and swim back to our island. Cool it off.
You whore. Samsung, with their new $4,000 refrigerators, launching a new app. Where you can, it's like...
$1,000 refrigerator.
And we talked about these refrigerators.
These are the ones that blow up, right?
There was the one where it blew up, and they have nobody trained to fix them.
I saw where someone, I don't know if it's true or not, an e-cigarette blew up and someone's... Killed
a guy in Texas. Yeah, that happened
blew up
this week.
Yeah. Blew up in someone's face.
Yeah, it went right through his back of his head.
Oh, so it was like a projectile.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Samsung now launching an app where you can date... On an app that's on your refrigerator. They call it Refrigerating. The free app works with the Samsung Family Hub refrigerator, which is a $4,000 refrigerator, and it's got a touchscreen on it, so you can find out what the weather's like, and you can look and see what's inside your refrigerator without opening the door.
Not to be confused with tail dating, which is basically just having a picnic on someone's rear end. Get to know me.
Wait a minute. Is it the rear end of the person you're
dating? Yes, you're dating, yes.
Or do you take someone to someone's rear end and enjoy a meal on some...
No, it's the person you're getting to know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to lay out a little spread here.
I was going to have a picnic. Would you mind dropping your trowel so I might eat off your butt?
And sitting this way here? I enjoy a good tail date.
Yeah, you can view...
I brought queso.
You can view and take pictures inside your fridge, and then you can swipe left or right to see other people's contents of their fridge.
Yeah, but then can't other people see that?
Yes, that's the idea. So you look at someone else's...
But I mean people in your house.
See who you're dating?
Are you tail dating? Are you...
Tail dating is not what this is. This is refrigerating.
Are you refrigerating? Are you refrigerating on me?
So the idea is like you look at a... Right, because nobody's buying a $4,000 refrigerator if they live by themselves, right?
Or are you? Maybe you're doing pretty well. I don't know.
So the idea is like, I really like the way... I like how they keep the dairy here and the condiments over there.
What would be a deal breaker? What would be a deal breaker in the refrigerator for you?
Well, I did give this some thought. So if I were a single man,
uh-huh,
and I were to try to refrigerate someone,
yes,
right? So I could look in and see what was in her refrigerator.
Yes.
If I saw a whole bunch of takeout from a bunch of different places, I would think, this is someone that goes on a lot of dates.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Or
like doggy bags from like four or five places, that's a red flag for me. Because she goes out a lot to eat,
uh-huh,
and probably either with the same guy or with different guys, a little bit too much. Bit too much takeout would be a turnoff
for
me.
Yes, you're going to cost me a lot of money.
Right. Also, it would be a turnoff if you looked in her refrigerator and it was just weird stuff, like just all she had was mayonnaise. That would be a deal breaker for me. Or if she was somebody who was refrigerating something like bananas, right?
Yes.
If I were dating someone and I saw via this dating app on my $4,000 Samsung refrigerator that someone I was taking a shine to put bananas in a refrigerator,
uh-huh,
I would say, I'm sorry.
I can understand.
I need to swipe left or right, whichever means no thanks.
You can look in their freezer too?
Well, I think some things are sacred, Darren.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know the good people at Samsung are that ridiculous.
I don't even know you.
Number four.
Yeah, she's pretty easy. Let me look right in her refrigerator on the first date. What do you think of that? Kind of a turnoff, really. You know, I like my girls to have a little class,
a little whiff of
a little
some...
class, George class.
Where are you going, Metalark?
Jan, I told you I like you, but not like that. How about this? A businessman stripped naked at the side of the road and started having sex with his BMW. Michael Jameson climbed out of his car window, took off all his clothes, and started humping the wheel arch of his BMW. What's that Queen song? I'm in love with my car?
Yes.
By the way, there's another ad where they're using Don't Stop Me Now. And there's been another ad since we last talked about this. Don't Stop Me Now is now being used in every other commercial.
It's their biggest hit. You're welcome.
You're welcome. It never was until we made it so.
I know it.
This guy climbed out of his BMW 330 after blowing off a 4x4 and then appeared to hump.
Excuse me, what?
He likes what he likes. Footage from the attending cop's body cam played in court shows this guy with no clothes underneath the vehicle. He was sprawled face down across the hood of the car. The defending attorney said, obviously, this was a bizarre set of circumstances, and his client is certainly very apologetic for his actions. Mr. Jameson is at a loss to explain his behavior. He was under an enormous amount He was under an enormous amount of pressure from work, and he just lost it. He's appalled and grossly embarrassed. Yeah, I don't know, man. Under Pressure, that's another song that's in a lot of commercials, but not enough, I say. Not as many as
Don't
Stop
Me Now. Is Bohemian Rhapsody going to win the Oscar?
I think it is. Have you seen it?
No.
I haven't seen any of the movies that are nominated. Well, no, wait. I saw Black Panther.
Yes.
And Black Panther was just fine. I don't know just that it's fine. The best picture. It certainly ain't no Paddington 2. I can promise you that. Still salty about that. Number five on the top five things. How are we doing at time? You're looking at your,
no, we're
your
fine.
Watch. Are you good?
Yeah, we're fine.
Here's another guy.
Do what you got to do.
Another guy who maybe had a rough day at work. Intoxicated man arrested for jumping on board a moving Amtrak train and taking over the controls. This happened out in California. 26-year-old arrested on Monday while under the influence. Accused of trying to manipulate the train controls and activating the train whistle more than once. Dylan Thomas Baldini from McLeod, California, taken into custody early on Monday. Deputies responded to a radio call.
Train whistle.
Jumped aboard the train's backup engine and was acting hostile, and crew members feared for their safety, so they didn't approach him. He was then...
Everyone, stay back.
No, I don't want...
Stay
if
back.
If I'm on an Amtrak train and a drunk has jumped on and wants to take the controls...
Someone needs to take care of it.
Yeah, break his arms.
Yeah. Rafer, break his hand if you have to.
This was at 1:18 in the morning when they ended up pulling this guy over. Pull over. Pull the train over. Charged with public intox.
Well, you don't pull the train over. You just stop the train.
Public intox and trespassing on railroad property and interfering and hindering the safe and efficient operation of a locomotive, railway car, or train. Those are the charges. Both are misdemeanors punishable by fines of prison time. Fines or prison time, or both. Now listen, you and I have both had some good times over the course of our lives. There have been times I've certainly had more to drink than I should have. But can you imagine being so drunk that you think it's a good idea to jump aboard a moving train and then take over the controls?
No.
I get getting drunk and wanting to blow the train whistle. That part of the story spoke to me.
Or Metal Arc Lemon.
That too would work. Metalark.
Where are you going, Metalark?
Jan, for Christ's sakes, I need to breathe. Go. You have your island and I have mine.
This isn't going to work.
Those are your top five things.
Do you know if Marcia's dating anyone?
How's that Cindy coming along?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? For breakfast, try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages. and stuff to take home, including whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you as well by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. And, of course, make sure you grab those gift cards, because any time is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards, because everybody loves Capriati's. Don't forget to turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you are there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5
Are
Things.
Are you sure about that?
Why?
Oh, I'm just wondering. You're sure?
I mean, we could do another story if you want.
No, it's fine.
I've got one more story.
Well, give us one more story.
All right, just a quick one before we
For those of you that didn't check out.
Right. I like what you're doing there. Crypto exchange. You know, this Bitcoin, which I still don't understand. The whole thing to me sounds like a massive scam. There's a crypto exchange out of British Columbia, and the idea is you give them money, and then they invest it in Bitcoin, and they handle all of your affairs, right? So this is up in British Columbia, and it's the biggest cryptocurrency exchange in Canada. And they are unable now to gain access to $145 million worth of Bitcoin because there was one guy who had the password, and he's dead. And now they can't access anything. This guy died from complications from Crohn's disease while traveling in India. Now, here's a little something
I
know
about.
Well,
you're not supposed to share your wallet or whatever with anyone.
Right.
But in this case,
here's the thing I know about Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
India's the last place you should go.
That could be the case, yeah.
So now there's all of these things in cold wallets. You know more about this than I do. What does that mean, your wallet? That's where you have your Bitcoin?
That's where it would be, yeah.
You have like a wallet that's like a fake wallet somewhere? Like a virtual wallet?
A virtual wallet, yes.
Yeah, so this guy died, and now there are 100,000 users of this, $145 million worth of Bitcoin, and no one can access it. It's just gone forever.
Well, that could actually drive the price up.
I like what you did there. His widow says that the laptop that was used to run the currency exchange is encrypted, and she has no idea.
I don't know.
She says, I don't know what the password is. I don't know what the recovery key. Despite repeated and diligent searches, she says, I've not been able to find them written down anywhere. You'd think he would write it down somewhere. You've got $145 million of other people's money on your laptop?
Yes, having it written down would be what they call a hard wallet. You have a hard copy of your wallet.
Okay.
The words that make up your password.
Okay. But that would be a good idea.
To have it somewhere, as long as someone knows where it's at, but you're not really, you know, they say not to share it with
anyone. They're now hiring a group of tech experts to try and hack into the laptop, but...
Oh, we can't allow that.
Well, no. 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 No, you really shouldn't. But I don't.
And promise me you won't subpoena me, or I won't show up.
All right. That's going to do it for the top five things. Thanks so much for listening. We'll do another couple shows for you next week. How
yes,
about
we
that?
Will be back early next week.
Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock guys, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Good day to you. We're done.